This year, the Audio Branding Academy announced a call for papers in the fields of sound and music in corporate communications and multisensory branding and design. After a pre-selection by the Audio Branding Academy and reviews by the Scientific Advisory Board, three papers were accepted as talks and four papers as poster presentations. One of the three talks will be held by Cornelius Stiegler, who has studied applied communication science and strategic marketing at the Berlin University of the Arts. The title of his paper is Sound Communication, Towards a New Understanding of Briefing Communication in the Sound Branding Process. Could you please introduce yourself to our audience?
Hello, my name is Cornelius Stiegler, and I've studied communications for business and society at the Berlin University of the Arts with a focus on strategic marketing and communication science. Aside from sound branding, I've specialized in the communication about sound, that is, the ways that we talk about what we hear, or what we want to hear. For my diploma thesis, I've conducted an expert study on how this is done by the sound branding agencies who face this challenge in a business context. And based on the results, I've developed a new model for looking at these processes.
Can you provide us a little insight into what you are going to talk about?
I'm going to present the results of my research and discuss the ways that we communicate about sound. Because when we speak about sound in our everyday life, we often speak about the source of the sound, a car or an instrument, or the effects that it has on us, that a particular piece of music sounded joyful or sad, for example. There are also a lot of metaphors involved. We talk about high or low notes, or a warm sound. But we still seem to lack a common language to talk about sound precisely. So the discussion what a sound should be like can be quite a challenge, especially if it has to fit a brand. I will then show how the sound branding agencies that I interviewed respond to this challenge, and I will present what I call the synchronization of precise senses, a new way of looking at briefing communication in the sound branding process. Finally, I will discuss how this new understanding can help to communicate in a way that is precise, efficient, and understood. Sound communication, that is.
So what actually do you expect from the Audio Branding Congress?
Well, I'm especially looking forward to meeting the people from the industry who have to communicate about the sounds they create for their clients every day. It's going to be very interesting to exchange opinions and experiences on how we can communicate about sound and how we can avoid misunderstanding. And of course, the Congress will be a great opportunity to get in touch with other researchers, discuss findings and share knowledge. I really appreciate that this Congress brings together these two worlds, science and the industry, because I think we can all profit from an exchange between theory, research and practice.
Thank you, Mr. Stiegler, for this interview. We are looking forward to seeing you at the Congress and are curious to hear more about your research. Last but not least, we want to thank our sponsors, Delta Sense Lab, Grove Sound Communication, as well as Sonus, the manufacturer of tools for professional audio branding solutions, and our media partners, Markenlexikon.com, Nomus Publishing, and Werbeblogger and Friends. Get more information about the Congress on www.audio-branding-congress.com.